بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تمہاری ہی کمزوری سے اسلام میں ذوف آیا تھا. حضرت مولانا اشرف علی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے بیکاز آف یور اون ویکنیسز دیٹ ذوف ویکنیس ہیز ڈیولپ ان اسلام. اسلام یعنی دی امت آف اسلام. Weaknesses in Islam or in this ummah is because of our own weaknesses. We have abandoned the deen, and for that reason Allah Ta'ala has removed this aid from us. Jab tum kawi aur tandurust ho jaoge, Islam bhi kawi ho jayega. If you reform yourself and you become cured, you cure yourself of your moral and your spiritual sicknesses and diseases, then you will see also Islam also is developing the ummah itself, it will become a powerful ummah as it was in former days. Aur tumhari quwwat ka tarika bajuz iske kuch nahi ke tum apni halat ki islah ka ehtimam karo aur khuda taala ki razi karo. There is only one way for reforming yourself, for rectifying your condition, your degraded condition. It is to reform yourself morally and to please Allah Ta'ala, to gain Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. There is no other way of reformation for Muslims. Muslim, the ummah does not lack in any material provisions. There is ample wealth. The Muslim nations are the wealthiest nations. Well, they have wealth, they have huge armies, they have navies, they have air force, everything. But they are underdogs. They are the most humiliated people on earth are the Muslims. Look, in the initial stages, the Sahaba, they were the very same people who were a few decades before they embraced Islam. They were idolaters. They were worshipping idols. Kaaba was full of idols. And they were worshipping idols. And then when they accepted Islam, they embraced Islam, a wonderful change overcame them. They were the same people. They were a warlike nation and fighting always. For everlastingly before they were none, before they were Muslims. They were warlike people, but they remained there in their small desert of Arabia. They never came out from there. They fought and amongst themselves, killing amongst themselves and doing all the evil. But when they accepted Islam, materially they did not become stronger. On the contrary, they became weaker. And the Sahaba were weaker materially from the worldly point of view. They were weaker than what they were when they were mushriks. But within a few years, look what happened. They spread out in the dunya and half of the dunya was conquered and brought under Islamic domination in a matter of a few years. So, what was the difference? Why did they achieve so much success despite the paucity of their weaponry and their small numbers? They conquered huge, massive, well-equipped armies of the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire. They defeated them. Yet they were the very same people, and they had they were inferior from the worldly point of view. They were inferior in every aspect. But Allah Ta'ala gave them wonderful success and victories. While Allah Ta'ala's Nusrat was there, His aid was with the Sahaba now. Because whatever they did was to gain His pleasure. Nothing and no undertaking, no venture was undertook without the intention of pleasing Allah Ta'ala, and they would conduct all the activities strictly in conformity with the Sharia. So that really Allah Ta'ala's aid was them, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم. Allah Ta'ala has promised those among people, those who accept Iman and not and practice righteous deeds, amal salihah. What he has promised them? He has promised them political power in this dunya. They will rule the dunya. Just as he has granted political domination to those pious believers before them, amongst the other ummahs also, Allah has granted them. Once a group of people came, mushriks, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the benefit of accepting Islam, if we are embracing Islam, what is the benefit? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an-najat fil akhirah, that is the main objective, you will be salvation in the akhirah. That is actually the main purpose of the deen, there's no other reason. But then this Muslim says, no, right, all the religions speak about that. And all the religions, they say, there's in the year after, there's a year after, and there's in the year after. But what is our the cash reward if we accept Islam? So Nabi At-tamakkun fil ardh. The cash reward of Islam, accept properly Islam, is At-tamakkun fil ardh. You, Allah Ta'ala, will give you political domination in this dunya. You will rule them. But that is dependent now, the thing, on accepting Islam. Not the way we are believing and accepting and following Islam. More than 1300 years ago, Hazrat Hasan al-Basri, rahmatullah, when they asked him about Muslims and Islam, he said, about Islam, there's no more Islam, he said. If you want Islam, just read the Kitab, you will find Islam only in the Kitab. You won't find Islam, the thing, in the, on the outside the Kitab, you won't find it. In practical life, you won't find it. Now he's speaking about, in the age of the Tabi'in, as Hasan Basri after him, he speaks about his, the people of that age. And they were great awliya, amongst his muridin were great awliya, and he's telling them, Islam, there's no more Islam. Islam is only in the Kitabs. Now we must think, Allah Ta'ala has given us aql, right? What we are doing today must not justify our default and the sins and the immorality which we are committing. Nowadays the ulama and mawlis have got this disease. They dig out from the Kitabs obscurities in order to justify all the evil. But here Hazrat Basri rahmatullah said that Islam is only in the Kitab. And Muslims, no more Muslims. They are all under the ground. All Muslims are under the ground. They all are dead. So you must now understand from that time to this time now. What is our halat, our condition? So if that thing, if we accept Islam, that thing, in the way which we should, that thing, follow the deen, and we are not in this age because of our weaknesses and our distance and our from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are so far from that age, we are not expected to be like the Sahaba. We cannot gain that type of iman. But even if we follow in our way, but correctly we follow the Shariat, then inshallah ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will also, He will restore us to our former glory. But the problem is that the Ummah as a whole has completely turned its back on the Deen, on Allah Ta'ala's Shariat. We are rebellious and we follow, like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that you will follow the Yahud and the Nasara in this so much that if they go into a lizard's hole, then you will also follow in that lizard's hole and you will believe it to be respectable and honorable. And then Sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why will it be? He said, because of your hubbe dunya, the love of your dunya, and karahatul maut, and your dislike for maut. Your dislike for maut is not going to keep maut away. and your love for the dunya is going to destroy him. For that reason, when the wealth, all the spoils of war came after the Sahaba conquered Persia, so much spoils of wealth of war came in wealth. Just in outside Masjid Nabawi, in a yard there, it was stacked up. Everyone was happy. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the Khalifa of time, when he came and he saw all this wealth, he started to cry. Ya Hazrat Amir al-Mu'minin, why is this crying? It's such a happy occasion. We have brought the Persian Empire, was the world, there were two world empires at then. The Persian Empire and the Roman Empire, brought it to his knees. Allah Ta'ala has given us this victim. He said, I see the future ruin of my people in this wealth.